Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Star Wars. The plot involves three plucky friends living underground, trading fossils as a currency. They meet a series of dinosaurs, who take them to space where they all make clay pottery together until one fateful day, the leader snaps and destroys all of the artisanal jars. Then the war begins. At least, that's what I read on Matthew's blog. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Well, hello everybody.
Hello.
No intro?
What do you mean no intro?
Never mind.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. It's been another week. It's amazing. Doesn't really feel like it's been that long, but it has been.
Nope.
Felt like we were just here, but here we are again for episode 18 of the lovely and brand new It's the Show. Oh, wait, how do I say it? It's on the internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
Katrina looked frustrated.
So,
well, you kind of really messed it up this time.
I'm trying different things.
Like what?
You failed.
Why would you change with
I don't
perfection?
Know. I should keep the formula. I'm just
you
trying
should.
To entertain here. I don't
yes.
I don't get paid to do this. There's no standard.
That's true. Sure.
Can't have standards when you don't get paid.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, which is $5.99 a month. Sign up today and get shows just like ours, only better. I mean, wait. That's not what I meant to say.
Right.
Let's get back on track.
Okay, yep. Track.
So, new episode for March 26th. I had to look at the date. I forgot what day it was.
I was like, wait, it's the 26th?
You know, actually, it's the 25th when we're live, but... You know, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have even known
Do we
that.
Date it, like, tomorrow, or we date it? We date it tomorrow, so it's episode for the 26th of March, but we're live.
I don't know how that stuff works.
We're live every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, or if you're on the East Coast, you watch it at 9. If you're on the West Coast, you watch it at 6, and if you're in between the Midwest and the West Coast, I don't know what you call
Mountain
that region.
Time?
Yeah, I mean, that's the time zone, but I was trying to avoid that, you know, make people use their noodle a little bit. But it's a 7 o'clock. And if you're in jolly old England, it takes place at 2 a.m.
Woo!
I'm Paul McCartney.
Maybe you should find a new place to say where it is every week. Like,
but
you
London is the
say.
Only place I know off the top of my head.
But that's a way you can mix it up.
No, that
week.
Requires me to work.
All
I
right.
don't want to mix it up in any way that requires effort on my part.
You could just look on your phone. Like, it'll tell you.
I have to swipe. A lot of work.
Okay, I'm over this. Let's move on. What
okay,
we have to talk
Katrina
about?
Has things written.
Hey, Katrina,
down.
Would you do me a favor and read all the topics that I have on today's show prep?
Dot 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 dot.
I have no topics.
Bullet.
But I do know that our producers have slapped together a brand new game for
slapped
us.
Slapped together.
So I'm
Good
looking
job.
Forward to that.
Cameron
and
looks
he was
way too
on
pleased
it
with
when
himself.
We came in today.
I am very excited for this game.
I know you have. You have that like creepy like.
He's
happy
wearing
face.
His old man glasses again
I
this
know.
Week. And he was wearing them the other day in a meeting when I walked by and. You just
you
looked
can,
like you were staring at the screen.
Old man
Like
Cameron.
You were so dumb.
He, I believe was, the story yeah. is you don't have contacts right now, right? Yeah. So we're going to have to get used to him and his old man glasses for quite a while here.
Wait, why?
Because I don't have contacts.
But why don't you have contacts?
I ran out of contacts.
And you just haven't bought new ones?
You can't call 1-800-CONTACTS?
So that involves money and work, I think. Is.
Yeah, we don't want to extend any effort
gotcha.
Whatsoever. He looks fine with his soccer mom old man glasses. He's totally fine. We're wearing glasses. What's wrong with why are we judging him?
His ours are cool.
Do you have contacts, Matthew?
No.
What?
Why of all people does he have perfect vision?
No, he doesn't.
He does not
we
have perfect vision.
We were at Buffalo okay. Wild Wings the other day, and he goes, "I can't see the screen." It was like this.
He doesn't have. He doesn't know where his glasses are. He lost them in the move, which was in August of last year. Yeah,
it's a problem. Yeah. He shouldn't okay. be driving.
He should wear his military giving glasses. Because they're this big.
Well, I mean, he's already married. You might as well give up on life and wear those things around. I mean, there's no reason not to. By the way, these new headphones are incredible.
I hate you.
I feel
I
like I'm
you,
in a whole new studio.
You seem very pleased with
They're great. I feel like I'm a real radio personality. I don't know if these always sounded terrible or if they just like wear out, but I sound like a new
well,
man.
I mean, they sound great today considering I can actually hear out of both of you.
Yeah, I bet.
So
I bet you like
glad.
That.
I was pretty yeah. happy when I got Seth's last
well,
seconds.
Cameron boned me because he was supposed to hook these up before
yeah.
the show. And then we just weren't going to tell you that I got better headphones than you. And we were just going to be like, we replaced your headphones.
Oh, no, I would have known right away because anytime I move, it.
No. I would have told you that we got you a new pair that's the exact same as your old ones because you wouldn't
okay.
notice
yeah,
that these
have
are
known
different.
They were your sloppy seconds.
But because he forgot, I had
that's
to change
fun.
Them at the very last
he
second.
Failed.
And so now you know I have new headphones. But
good job. One thing
minute,
at a time.
At
one thing
minute.
At a time.
But to be fair, I would have probably mentioned the headphones anyway because they sound pretty glorious. So. You want to try them on, see how good you sound?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, let's go.
They look kind of like new agey.
The simple joys.
It's all fancy and stuff.
It just sounds so much better. I know, isn't it great?
Yes.
You sound like you're really on the radio now.
No, I can actually hear myself. I feel like in those, I'm too soft.
Well, you do have it. I have mine turned up a little bit louder.
Yeah, I keep turning mine up.
Yeah.
I can hear myself twice as loud as I can in those.
I feel like those are more noise. Like they really cup your head.
I feel like I can hear everyone equally versus.
They're huge, though. They're a lot bigger than the other headphones. Yeah. Cameron said I look like Princess Leia when I wore them earlier.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help me.
Yeah. All right, let's try back.
You're my only
hope.
I can't take this.
No, that's not happening.
Come on.
Take them off my dead cold body.
Okay, I'll just.
No!
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, that's so much better. Listen to how much more horrible you sound.
It's stupid.
It's so bad. But, we also have a new sound effect.
No.
Woohoo! It didn't work.
Cameron, when are you going to hook me up?
Huh? It's so hard.
When are you gonna hook me up? That's really bad playing them together like that.
It was a good timing. It was good timing.
I'm gonna get so hard.
That's gonna be a good one. Now that joins the ranks with the horse, which this keyboard just must not be on.
No, it said lost connection earlier.
I'm
I was gonna
get
tell
so
you.
Hard.
Oh God.
Do we talk about that? I mean, I'm okay with that one. Can we get rid of the horse?
No, the horse is my favorite. He's right above this one.
Just, we talk about that.
What happened to her? Hello, how are you?
I wish I had that one. That crossed my mind, but I wasn't going to bring
it
up.
Hello, how are you?
At some point, if anyone in this room is incredibly bored or is looking for something to do, I would love for you guys to dig through the archives of Rena and Leela and life and just find good clips of Katrina that you can put in here. Maybe, I mean, just one or two a week is fine, like episodes listening to. You'll probably find a gem in every episode.
Yeah.
Would be my assumption.
We did have a book of Katrina-isms going for a while.
We did have a book of
Katrina-isms. But by book, it was like, we'll add that to the book versus ever actually writing them
in. I feel like
book.
I actually still have that document. I just, I needed to learn to update it when it actually happened. Yeah. Like, for example, if I could write whatever she just did down.
I did that on purpose.
That
would have.
That doesn't.
You.
Katrina isms making... don't mean that they're a fail.
Are you with cars?
Like K-tard. Can we bring back K-tard, please?
Well, I mean, we don't really play music anymore. And here we go.
But it wasn't supposed. It wasn't just music. Do you not remember what K-tard was?
It was a radio station. K-tard is a radio station. KTRD. K-tard. Yeah. How do you mean to bring it back? It never went away. We just haven't had an opportunity.
We just haven't
to
brought
say
it.
K-tard.
We haven't like talked about it. Like,
no, we haven't had any music that we played. I think I did say K-tard when I played this Master 6 country song thing. I think I did say K-tard then.
Yeah, probably.
That was like two episodes ago, but
we can't remember that far.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, just be correct all the time. So I'll pretend that I didn't say it. And you're right, Katrina. I should say
Woo!
It.
Woo! Right? Yay!
Yeah. So what do you got written down over there?
Wedding stuff and Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It's weird that we both kind of had Star Wars on the brain.
No, it's it is weird.
I mean, the internet, because I don't write those. The internet does.
Mm. Yeah, huh?
That's mm-hmm. what I meant to say.
So I'm going to segue into the Star Wars.
Hey, I left my coffee over there. You get my coffee.
Really? Really?
I whispered. You kept going.
I could still hear you.
Well,
I
had to.
That's a problem.
He's wearing headphones. I had to say something so he could hear me.
Yeah. Anyway,
thank you.
So I heard today, I was in my office, you know, tinkering away on my work. And I heard these pretty much
hard days work then.
Anyway, so
flip toggles or something.
So,
like, oh no, power's out to East Manhattan.
You know what I do?
Or are you like one of those ladies who like connects phones? You're like, okay, let me connect you.
Shut up!
Okay, so out in the lobby, as I'm going to call it, there is all these ladies playing bridge. old lady game. So, but I hear one of them tell me that their grandchildren are into Hunger Games, and they explain Hunger Games as being like a modern day equivalent to Star Wars.
Huh. I mean, I could maybe.
She went on further to explain how like you've got the
that coffee was still hot as balls.
About how you've got the different levels and they're fighting back against society and they're being oppressed, and she said it better than I'm remembering it, but it was just
anything Star Wars?
Not really.
Because that's the kind of the plot of Hunger Games.
Yeah, but I don't
but
know.
It's nothing like Star Wars.
I know. I'm not a Star Wars fan. I watched the first three, technically the last three, and I haven't seen anything.
We just found out from Matthew's blog that Star Wars is about three people who live underground and get discovered by dinosaurs and are taken to space where they make clay pots.
That's horrifically wrong. Well, I can say that having only watched a couple videos.
Did we leave the Moneyball one on here?
No. Well, maybe.
I don't know. I'm going to check.
Why wouldn't you have left the Moneyball?
Dang it.
It's gone. It like, should have been there.
Seriously.
There is a new one called Bleeding Anus.
Oh, yes! Play that one.
And I want to know what it is.
I wish everyone could have seen Cameron's face.
You got really excited.
You moved back. You were just like blown away. Like,
okay, here we go. Bleeding anus.
My anus is bleeding.
This is so not what I thought it was.
That's exactly
what
I thought.
Why would you disappoint me?
You know, it's really disturbing with just hearing the audio, because you hear the bleeding anus in a really crisp fidelity that I was not expecting.
It's not okay.
My anus is bleeding.
It sounds like a waterfall and there's just blood pouring out of his anus.
Oh my gosh. Oh goodness. Oh,
I wish I had my phone so I could Snapchat your face.
That's not even the that's not even production they made for our show, but I already approve of what they've done for me. So. No. That's a huge
that's
deal
great.
Right there.
That's so great.
Also, was that it?
I mean, for Star Wars, yeah.
She has other things written down about her wedding.
Well, I don't want to talk about the wedding in the first segment. I want to try to entertain people before we put them to sleep.
Well, I mean, I'm the only one that brought show prep, so...
Hey, I have show prep. They're just not anything related to our lives. This space is reserved for things that are happening in our lives.
I mean, I can still talk about other things in my life.
Like, Apple is training their employees to give you fashion tips now. So when you go in to buy an Apple Watch, they can assess you and tell you what watch is good for you. I would love to dress as a hobo and go in.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I know, I want to name watches. Can I see one of them fancy watches? No, sir. You cannot.
I forgot what I was... Okay.
Oh, here we come.
If you want, I have a...
He's so happy with himself over there.
I'm leaving that tab, Katrina. It's going away. All right, let's go.
I have a pizza rant.
You have a pizza rant?
A Pizza Hut.
Ooh,
rant.
I don't know. I really enjoy Pizza Hut. Go for it.
Tell us.
I mean, we're like HBO. There's no sponsors. So we can say whatever we want. But for the record, Pizza Hut, if you want to send me free pizzas, I will eat them.
They have resolved my issue. I would like a little compensation or you know, coupon or something. But
one time, my friend Timmery, she's not my friend anymore, but she was then. My friend Timmery, she...
Did I meet her?
We didn't have enough money for a pizza.
You're thinking of Andrea.
Okay. We didn't have enough money for a pizza, so we called and ordered a pizza. And then we like paid for it with like a check. Because this was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then we called the Pizza Hut place and told we found a hair in it. We got our pizza free. Nice. I was totally against it. It was all her idea.
Yeah, right. It was probably your idea.
It was not.
It was your hair.
No, there was no hair at all, period.
I know. I'm saying if there was, it'd be yours.
Oh, definitely. Pube hair.
Exactly.
Because I had just rub my balls all over my pizzas.
She's all that.
So I tough them off. What am I doing? Why am I still talking?
Can
you please go? Okay, for the love of God.
So I was driving home from...
It's so hard.
Yep. So I was driving home from class yesterday, and I was trying to order a pizza through my phone, because I can always...
While you were driving?
Yes, while I was driving.
For some reason,
very safe.
That's just so funny.
It was very safe. So I was trying to find deals, because a lot of times there's better deals online than obviously calling it and saying, hey, this is what I want.
Okay, sure.
So
are you trying to find deals through the Pizza Hut app or through a website?
Well, no, I went to Pizza Hut and went to, like, the mobile
website.
Okay,
went to deals.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
And don't ask me how, because, I mean, we'll blame it on my phone, but it kind of...
Android.
It freaked out on me. I mainly blame it on driving and losing connectivity because where I'm driving.
Cameron got an Android device.
What?
He's got a Samsung Note over there.
Yeah, he's got a big old Galaxy Tab.
No, it was a Tab, my bad. Anyway, so I saw an $11 any pizza, so I was going to get that one, but then it glitched.
It's not really any pizza, by the way. It's $2 extra for stuffed crust, which is a racket.
Right, but it has a little disclaimer that says that.
I know, but still it shouldn't say any pizza.
This it goes with my story, actually.
I mean, what if you had a store
Shut
that
up and let me tell my
free,
story.
Everything is free, and then an asterisk, nothing's
Stop
actually free.
Stop it!
Well, I'm sorry. You got to fill up to 20 minutes.
$11, trust me, I can. $11 any pizza, but it glitched, so I couldn't find it. And it said $10.99 build your own pizza.
Okay.
Sweet, I'm going to try some of the build your own options. So I went through and I filled out my thing.
As she's driving, let's keep this in mind.
Yeah. I mean, I drive this road like
Are you going from Onega?
Once a week,
or is this the Lawrence to Onega?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is an easy drive. It's straight.
No, it's not.
Is it after Topeka?
I have to drive through Topeka.
I know, but is it after you've driven through Topeka?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Do it with your eyes closed.
So I found the coupon and said $10.99. Build your own. I was like, sweet. So I was going through and I was building what I wanted and I got what I wanted. I went to the checkout and it was like
$47.
It was like $18.90 something. I was like, fuck.
What pizza did you get? Please tell us. It burned my throat.
I mean, it really wasn't anything fancy. I got
Hey, I left my water over there too.
God damn, you're lazy. I got pepperoni, I got Canadian bacon, I got bacon, and I got sausage and onions. It's basically meat lovers.
Why didn't you just get a Supreme?
And then, because I don't like a Supreme. I don't want the cucumbers. I don't want the green peppers or
the green peppers
the olives.
Are the best part, Katrina.
Gross. I hate cooked green peppers. I can't even say
cucumbers.
It.
Cucumbers?
Shut up.
I hate olives.
So, point being, so I got the meats that I wanted.
Okay, so you got eight toppings.
And then I got onions and I got the garlic crust.
So, Canadian bacon, pepperoni, sausage.
Bacon.
Yeah. Onions.
And the garlic bread. The garlic crust.
It's a crust.
I don't think the crust
option.
Costs. So you got five toppings.
Mm-hmm.
I think each topping is like, each extra topping is like $1.
Define extra.
On top of the one topping.
Nope.
Okay.
It's extra on top of the cheese. $10.99.
Cheese is a topping.
Just get a cheese pizza.
Cheese is a topping.
So.
You ever heard of cheese pizza?
And I went through this two or three times, and each time I got this $18 total. I'm like, what the crap? And I finally called in the store and I was like, hey, this is my issue. Can you, and they're like, yeah, bring it in. Just remind me and we'll, work it out. And I was like, okay, cool.
Which Pizza Hut do you go to?
I get the one in Holton just because it's.
I don't know where Holton is.
Well, Onega, Holton, Topeka, and Lawrence.
Okay. How far
Basically,
is it from your house?
Like 30 minutes.
Jeez.
It's like getting it in Manhattan going home.
Do you eat your pizza on the way back from Holton?
No, I was getting it for Dad and I.
How could you not eat that delicious pizza?
I put it in the back seat so I couldn't touch it. That's how.
I just stare at those pizzas.
But then when I got to the store, she was like, oh, well, if I had known that, we would have tried and worked that out because it's $1.50 per item usually when you want to add an extra topping. And I was like, but still, it's a $10 any pizza. If I want to try something new, I should get a discount. Like,
yeah.
And so she gave me like a $3 coupon, whoopty freaking do. But I was like, I'll take what
you... Yeah, it still went from $18 to $15. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I'll take what I can get because that's better. But I was just like, this is stupid. And I tweeted Pizza Hut and then I emailed them.
You rage tweeted Pizza Hut?
I did.
I don't think I saw this.
Rage tweeting is my
you
favorite
did.
Thing.
I get rage tweeted every day.
I don't think I saw the rage tweet to Pizza Hut.
I rage tweeted it Cox five times.
And they were
the
like,
day.
Please email us at this site and we will take care of it. And I emailed them and they're like, I don't know. They BS their way through it. But
So how do they take care of this?
Because they emailed me back.
And they gave you what, a coupon? Or?
No, they didn't freaking give me a coupon.
They didn't give her anything, so they didn't really resolve it.
They didn't resolve it, but the email they gave me
yesterday,
says they resolved it.
Yesterday at 6:25 p.m. at Pizza Hut, I have a bone to pick with you and your $10.99 build your own pizza. Build your own pizza in all caps.
Beautiful. Well, it is dumb to say any build your own pizza and then not be, you can't build your own
well,
if it's
you
just
can't
cheese.
Say 10,
it means
it should, no,
build
no, no.
your own starting at $10.99.
But it doesn't say starting and it doesn't say how much it is per item.
It's implied.
No, it is not.
It's implied
that
it starts at $10.99.
When it's under deals, it doesn't, deals are deals. It's not starts at.
A deal doesn't mean discount. It means a good deal.
That's still not a good deal when it's fucking $20. I should have just gotten a Meat Lovers or a Supreme.
Just saying, as a resident Jew capitalist, a deal's a deal,
That's not a deal. How the fuck is that a deal? I don't save anything. That's not a deal.
I agree with Katrina.
It's a deal for the company.
That Pizza Hut's deal.
No, it's not.
It's a deal for Pizza Hut. I don't know. I've never had trouble with Pizza Hut.
I called Pizza Hut once to order food for my work because we were ordering like 20 pizzas, right? They should be happy we're giving them this much business.
That sounds like a lot of pizza.
It wasn't 20, but it was a significant amount like of money pizza, that we were spending to pizza. And we called because online they had a deal, but we couldn't order online for the next day. It has an option that says pick the time you want delivered, and then there's no drop downs to pick a time. So you can't do anything. So we called, and the girl goes, okay, at 5 o'clock, place your order online, and then call, and we'll manually change the delivery time. So at 5 o'clock, I place my order. I called 2 minutes later, and she goes, well, we've already started making your order. And I was like, you told me to do this. And she goes, well, I don't know who you talked to.
I hate when they pull that shit.
And I'm like, I don't care. I talked to someone. Mm-hmm. And like, we finally got it worked out, but it was just like, don't tell me it's my fault when that's what you told me to do when I called the first time.
Yeah. I've never had problems with Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut. I want their wings.
Would you quit sucking up to
body.
Them? They're not going to give you anything.
They're not.
They're just down the street from us. They might.
They might. You never
they
know.
Won't.
No, just
they
like the not. Fridge. I'm hoping for them to.
Yeah. I also love the fridge. I want them in and around my mouth.
I love their wholesale liquors. Place.
Yes.
And their cigar shop.
Place.
Too. And their cigar shop is also excellent. Me, Matthew, and Cameron frequent there frequently.
Kay. I have never had a problem with the fridge. So, yay fridge.
Okay, doesn't I can't show you what I sent them. But this
also,
was,
this I've
was,
heard Duo has incredible customer service as well.
This is, ah, their shit.
Please tell people to go fuck them.
Okay. Oh, you got a problem? Here's the Sphinx.
Yes! We have that on our side.
Do you want to hear what they sent me?
Sure, let's hear this.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I
You're
do.
Interrupt me.
I want you to try to convince me that Pizza Hut isn't the greatest restaurant on the planet.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying they should not have put that on our deal, and it should have been better specified.
I mean, I
That's
don't
all I'm
disagree
saying.
That it...
I'm not saying they're going to lose me. I'm not saying that it wasn't great pizza.
Still the best pizza,
I'm
though.
I'm saying it was the principle. It was not worth the hassle of me going through to create my own if it wasn't going to fucking get a special or deal or a discount. It's not worth it.
See, I'm very fat. Okay, people know this.
Have Jew rage. Why the fuck are you not raging with me?
Hold on. I treat my restaurants like my lovers. Okay.
Better.
Let's say Mark.
She's shaking her head over here.
Let's say Mark one day, you know, you're in sharing an intimate moment and he just rips the worst fart of all time. Okay?
Okay.
Do you rage about that on this show? About how he ruined your entire day? Do
yeah,
you tweet at Mark Abbott's or whatever his
Mark
name is?
Mark Abbott's.
I assume he's gonna take your name. At Mark Abbott's.
My cousin actually did that.
Well.
His wife did that to him. She was doing it as a joke. He can't change it back for 30 days.
It won't be a joke for him. Yeah. So at Mark Abbott's, whose R won't matter anymore because his last name's Abbott's, he ripped the nastiest fart. Now I don't love him. You need to take care of this. You know,
she didn't say she doesn't love Pizza Hut.
Well, she also didn't say that she loved Pizza Hut. I haven't heard that
yet. I said they took care of it, so I'm happy, damn it.
I don't
know. It's just angering me what happened.
So one slip up does not mean that I'm going to rage out. People make mistakes.
Seth is never counted on to rage with you because I was so mad at Cox the other night. So
I fucking hate
mad.
Cox, and he fucking loves it. Oh, I don't understand why.
I was
Everyone
so mad.
First of all, I both know for a fact that you both love Cox. I
not
know
Cox
this.
Cable Communications. How about them apples?
I tweeted at them because our internet and our cable was down during basketball games. I was mad. They
we weren't
going to
watch any basketball games, though.
They replied to me with an automatic reply, which pisses me off because it says customer service till 3 a.m.
Ow, my
and
head.
Then
threw something at
I
me.
Retweet. I tweeted back at them, thanks for your like automatic reply. I've only seen this 100 times. And they automatic replied back to that.
The same reply.
I was so mad. Oh, people were so mad that night. Walking Dead was on and the basketball game was on. And 72,000 Cox customers lost cable that night.
Wait, why? But why?
It was just down.
They had an outage.
They had an outage, and they weren't.
It happens, man.
Yeah, but they weren't like telling
I'm not gonna
people
get,
like
I'm not gonna break up because one bad.
We're
night.
Really sorry. They just kept retweeting.
They have a lot.
We've
of
heard
bad
about a possible
nights.
Outage in your area. No, I'm sure it's a reported. It's not possible. It's happening.
See, Chris raged about Cox.
I was so mad. I race tweeted at
okay.
them like three times.
Now
and
I'm gonna go back
them.
To how Pizza Hut resolved this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just angry at how it happened. I'm
I mean,
okay
I wouldn't have even complained.
Since it happened.
I mean, the
oh,
pizza would have been so delicious.
No, it's
I wouldn't
worth complaining about so other people don't go
Why
through it.
Why doesn't his Jew rage come
and
out
I basically
at appropriate
said,
times?
In my email to Pizza, it was very articulated, saying that it was just sad and disappointing. It should have been better specified that it starts at $10.99 and each item is $1.50. That's fine. Knowing that, I would not have been as upset. I would not
I
have been upset.
I can't believe you took the time to write an email to their Cameron
their,
complain
hey.
About your pizza.
But Cameron did a great job at responding.
So I have actually have an audible
reading. Would you shut up and let me read this email?
Of what her email sounded like. Sounded like
did we don't we do talk about that on the last show, didn't
actually,
we?
Actually, you did not. I spent a good half an hour double checking it so it did not have stammers.
Oh my God, well,
you spent an hour writing an email to Pizza Hut.
Okay. I was kidding.
Let's do this. If no, you, I don't think you were. Let's go. Let's do this.
Well, that's because I was watching TV. So... Katrina Abbott, thank you for taking the time to contact us with regards about our current site design. We are sorry for the inconvenience you experienced while navigating through our current website.
Did they really use your full name?
Yes, it
That's
did.
That's so creepy.
Yes, it did. Due to feedback provided by our customers like you, we are taking steps to optimize the site to create better user experience every time someone logs into pizzahut.com.
Again, let's just steal this and use it in our
yeah,
customer
you should.
Service.
Again, we apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you during your most recent Pizza Hut dining experience. We truly appreciate your business and want to make
dining.
Every experience amazing.
She
Sincerely,
was driving back
Pizza
in the
Hut
middle
customer
of
service.
Nowhere with a pizza in her backseat. That's not a dining experience.
Oh, that.
Well, that didn't resolve anything. That was just a canned email.
But it actually addressed my issues by talking about the website. So
it just said they're working on the website, make it better. That's all they said.
My input was appreciated.
It wasn't. They didn't even read what you said.
Yes, they did. They knew that it was a website design. It had nothing to do with anything else.
What email did you email it to? What was the name? What was the email address?
I don't know. It was the one that was the
no, let me
pizza responded
let me
with.
Well, why did I close that? Can't you just look in your email and see what?
No, it didn't send through my email. It was like through Pizza Hut's website.
Oh, you sent it through Pizza Hut website. Did you do like a drop down that said like website issue or something like that?
No, I didn't. I actually, like, all it had was my name, my phone number, my address. That's really creepy. And then my
now, why
and then I wrote
address?
A letter. I wrote a letter. Well, I had to also, the only thing I had to do was input which Pizza Hut I use.
Pizzahut.com/phcares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely just someone sending automated responses back, or like already pre-written responses.
Pizza Hut values customer feedback. Thank you for taking time to share your experience with us. Well, I guess they probably did read it because there is nothing on here to specify that it was a website. So there you go. I guess they did read it then. Ooh, Kevin Durant is the one who replied to you. That's really cool, KD.
Ooh.
Do you know who Kevin Durant is?
Yes, of course I know who Kevin Durant
well,
is.
Well, you didn't laugh at my joke, which was obviously hilarious.
It wasn't fucking funny.
Hey, be mad at Pizza Hut, not at me.
I'm mad at you for not being mad.
I love Pizza Hut too
Your
much.
Your rage does not come out at appropriate times.
There's not many things in this world that make me angry.
Oh, bull crap!
Women, drivers,
any type of sporting
Matthew,
event. He yells up a storm at
the
any
Lakers,
type of storming
Bruce
event.
Weber, but Bruce Weber, I'm so tired of being mad at. I'm not even mad anymore. I'm just numb.
I can't handle
like
him anymore.
Wife.
I can't handle it.
And the Lakers, you know, I'm really numb at too. Now it's mostly just Matthew, women, drivers, and stupid people. Like those are generally. I generally just hate humanity.
Matthew's all of those things, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people who fit all of those criteria. Matthew, I just singled out because he enrages me.
Speaking of Matthew, we got a button for that.
We have a button for Matthew?
Yeah, it's the bleeding
one. Cameron just
oh,
wants
the
to hear
irony.
You. I'm going to do this just for Cameron because he wants to hear it so bad.
My anus is
Look at his face.
It's like pure joy of a child
it
on Christmas.
It takes him back. Like, what were you, a senior in high school or something? Junior?
When that came out?
No, when that came out, I was...
He was probably like 7. Yeah.
I lived under a rock, so it didn't come out till I was in like high school.
I downloaded that off Napster. That's how long ago it was. Yeah. And the illegal Napster, not the Napster that, you know, exists now that no one uses. I don't even know if people... It still exists.
No. I don't know.
I feel like it does. I don't feel like it does. Okay. Well, thanks for that rant.
Yeah.
So you never told us how they made it right. They just
by emailing her back and reading her email.
But they didn't give you a coupon or nothing.
No, I'm really upset that they didn't give me a coupon, but they at least emailed me back.
So just because they apologize is all it takes?
For the most part. But it's also the way in which they apologize. Like, Cox Communication never did crap like that.
Chris was yelling like on Saturday that she was going to call on Monday and be like, we need a cut on our bill. you know, and
I didn't do
she
it.
She didn't do any of that. But
oh, I still would have.
That would have been the only thing that
made
her happy.
That's how they get you, because like, oh, well, if we let you sleep on it, you'll get over it.
It would save us like 20 cents. It was like 5 hours out of the month.
But that's a lot of time.
It's
we
not
didn't have
really.
Internet or cable.
We had just swiped our phones to data and we had internet. It wasn't a big deal. And we watched a movie.
It was sad.
And we actually spent some time together.
I didn't like the movie, though, so that was a problem, too.
She didn't like the movie.
The what girl movie? Was a bitch.
There was what a movie mean? Called Top 5. It's got Chris Rock in it. Okay, I admit, it wasn't that, you know, stupendous. But Chris hated this girl for no reason.
No, okay. She was like the stereotypical strong woman has to be a bitch kind of thing. Like she was
I don't think she was a bitch, though. That's
she
a, that's
was.
A difference.
She was really mean to Chris Rock's character. She lied to him.
So mean to Chris Rock.
She lied to him, and she was so grumpy about her boyfriend like cheating on her because he was gay, and then 2 seconds later turned around and kissed Chris Rock, who was like engaged to be married. So she's all pissed about being cheated on, but then cheats with another guy.
Women.
That's dumb.
I
just don't know why she could have been a strong female character that wasn't a bitch.
Because there's no way to do that in order to be strong.
I feel like strong characters are always bitches.
Well, that's dumb.
Like, would you consider me to be a bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not even really
not
that strong of a person.
Every male character is a bitch.
Well, that's because men aren't generally bitches. They're assholes.
Not every
it's a
male
vocabulary
character
problem.
Is an asshole.
Well, if he's not an asshole, then he's a bitch.
I don't know. That's a good point. It's a great point. If you're not an asshole, you're a bitch. Or you're boring. It's one of those three things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, yeah, Matthew's definitely more on the bitch side, though.
He's almost baby back level.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
I'll put that sound clip on there next week.
Beautiful. Can't wait. I hope there's a new sound clip hidden in here every week, and they're all about anuses.
Bring them up.
I hope that's what it is. All right, well, should we take a break then?
Yeah.
I'm really sad that your Pizza Hut story didn't end with a coupon.
I know.
He would have ordered pizza, like, right now.
My head hurts from my rant.
See what rage does? You got to control that rage.
No.
I burned a few calories. And if you'd raged with me, you would have burned
some. Oh my God,
Cameron
just like.
I just thought of something with your calorie thing.
Go ahead.
Well, it turns out men burn more calories sitting and doing nothing than women do.
That's sexist, Cameron. You can't just say things like that.
No, yeah.
It's been around forever.
So what you're saying is that even our biology favors men.
Yes.
Yes. It's not fair.
If women,
you still got the short
women
stick.
Women can work out for a shorter period of time and burn more than we do.
Women only get 70 calories to 100.
I did not know that. That's fun spin.
Way. So, like, if you work out for an hour and Seth works out for an hour, you will burn 2 to 3 times more than he will.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Science.
So there's got to be some golden ratio where, like, I sit for an hour, Chris works out for 5 minutes, we both burn the same amount of calories.
Well, it was based on a man sitting for 6 hours and a woman sitting for 6 hours and a man working out for an hour and a woman working out for an hour.
Who works out for an hour?
I do. I did.
Yeah, right.
No, I did. Seriously.
When?
Freshman, sophomore, and junior year.
Oh, that
class I take normally lasts 50 minutes.
50 minutes in an hour?
That is true.
I will sit for a full hour if I have to.
Shocker.
But, I mean, stretching counts as working out. So, like, stretching.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a pre-workout.
No. Because I can see a difference from me having changed, like, with my life schedule, how I'm, like, driving all the time.
Okay.
I've noticed a difference in, like, my body and where my weight is starting to settle. That, like, but if I was stretching more, it would make a difference.
So, if I see you driving down the road and your legs are, like, up.
No, I've had my legs like this whole time. I even did it with my right foot.
You should get like, you should get.
She's opening her legs to you.
That's true. I didn't even notice. That's how close we are now. It doesn't even matter. Like, you should definitely just put your.
Every time I got my legs on him.
You should just like put your legs up on the dash like this and like get a stick and you accelerate.
No, I have the cruise on. I have the cruise on.
Oh, even better.
I practice with my left foot.
But deer ran out. You would have the best car accident of all time.
I would lose my leg. And they'd be like, how the fuck did that happen?
They get the jaws of life out, you'd be like a giant V.
Cut it off.
Mark, I'm more limber for you. It's a good thing. Now take my last name and become me.
Become me.
All right. Well, we're way late.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. We don't have a lot to talk about. You've finished your topic, so now we're done.
Because you won't let me talk about the wedding.
But I guess we can come back and, well, we can talk about the wedding.
No, you don't want to talk
You just
about
had a fitting. right?
No.
Or is there more than that?
There's more than that.
What else is there?
We'll talk about it later.
All right. Let's
take a break.
We'll come back. Well, maybe, do you want to play the game next? Or we want to talk about your wedding. How long is your wedding stuff going to last?
Oh, like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Let's play the game and then do the wedding a little
bit. Is it okay to do the game in the second segment?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
I was asking him. He's the producer.
But then you looked at me.
Well, I just want to make sure you're okay with
it. Let's just
then
go to
I
break.
Said okay with it. And then you started to question me.
Go to break.
Such an asshole.
You're just so full of rage.
You're
I just don't get it why you're so full of rage.
Because you're so calm. And
Katrina,
more
deep breath.
You know what the best part about delaying our commercial is? Look at Matthew on the ready. He will have to stand there in that position until I hit this button the entire time.
Can we mess with him next segment too?
Oh, definitely. I feel like this should become a new tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should have went to break right then when he flipped me off and he would have been late. That would have been perfect. Okay, we'll be right back. Just kidding. Did you see it move?
Yeah.
He twitched a little bit. He was getting ready for it. Now he doesn't know when it's coming. Let's see if I can trick
him. Getting it so hard.
He didn't fall for it. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the Internet.
I didn't expect Cameron to join in there. I kind of liked it. And it's
sexy.
It surprised me, but in a good way.
Oh yeah.
Just like a bleeding anus. Am I right, ladies?
So
nope.
Right.
Cameron. That's his response when I address the ladies.
Yep.
So anyway, this is segment number two. We have a couple things left to do in the show today. One is talk about Katrina's wedding, and one is to play a game that Cameron and Matthew have prepared for us in their new roles as producers of the show. So we'll do a patented fade out here.
Good job.
We're getting really good at that.
Oh, I've just had lots of practice.
We're getting really good at that.
We're gone now. Well, Cameron's a producer now. He takes some credit for the show.
Yep.
But he didn't do it.
No,
you're
he didn't
the one
do
that patented
a darn thing.
He
didn't make the music. He didn't do nothing.
He did make this game. We'll see how
He's
it
worthless.
Goes.
Okay, so we're ready to play this game. Are you ready to jump into this? Do I need to introduce the game at all? Is the music
oh,
do
no,
all
don't
that?
Don't worry, I'll do that.
Okay. Matthew, let's start
I'm
the game.
Death or metal or Magic the Gathering.
Alrighty, so how this game works
is ruining Matthew's throat.
Yeah, well, besides that, which was hilarious. What I've got here are six different names that are either death metal artists, which
I like this music.
Keep in mind, these are all from different eras, and death metal has changed a ton over the decades, I've learned. They're either death metal songs or death metal artists or Magic the Gathering cards.
Are they all death metal? Is there thrash metal, speed metal, or any type of other metal?
There's trust me, like I said, it's throughout the eras.
Okay,
so, it
so it's just
it.
Metal in general, but not the Metallica metal.
Right.
Okay.
You know, trust me, some of them you might argue with me that some of these are not metal, but according to the forums that I was reading,
they're metal.
People will murder you if you say otherwise.
Can I hear the intro again?
Yeah, you want to hear it one
no!
more time? Play the intro
yeah,
one more time.
One more time. This is okay. Good. Here we go.
Death metal or Magic the Gathering.
It's a glorious intro.
I just hurt his stomach. I didn't want
when he did, like, I had him do it several times. When he finally got to that version of the recording, I almost, like, choked on my sandwich. I was like, that's perfect. He's like, you want me to do another? And I was like, burr, burr, burr. Just thumbs up.
Oh my God. How many takes of that did he do?
Eight.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right.
I like how he
All
knew
right.
that, too. Eight.
Yeah. Well, I count. All right. Patented fade out.
Technically, that was just a cut, I would like to say. But hilarious nonetheless.
It worked.
Good job, Matthew.
All righty. So the first name. It's either a Magic the Gathering card.
So we're just going to guess here.
Or a death metal song, yes.
Do we all like go take turns? We all three register our guesses and you keep score?
Well, you know, actually, I want you guys to work as a team for this.
Okay, we got to we got to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just want to win? Is that why you don't want to work with us?
She doesn't like us.
We share a victory as a victory, you know.
Nah.
Okay, how about me and Chris collaborate versus Katrina?
Go ahead. No.
All right, are you ready?
We're ready.
The first name, which... you know, I'll tell you when to push a button, Voldemort.
First, don't, can don't I ask, has up. Anyone at this table played Magic the Gathering?
My brother has, and I had to listen to it in the other room.
Do you think you have a competitive advantage here?
Not a chance.
Okay.
Okay. The first name is Necromandus.
Oh, Lord.
Magic. Oh.
I think magic because necromancy.
Yeah, like, but why wouldn't Magic the Gathering have a necromancer?
They have all sorts of animals
feel like
and creatures.
It's a total douchebag name band type thing to do is change a real word and then add something to the end of it, like Necromandus.
I still think it's magic.
You say magic too, Chris?
I say magic.
All right, we're going to go with Magic the Gathering.
All righty, Matthew, hit the Magic the Gathering button. He's really good at this.
Okay.
Just hit the Magic the Gathering button. You did?
Oh, see?
Hit it one more time so they can hear the whole thing.
Listen to me!
All right, hit the other button for me real quick.
Necromandus on K-Tart. This ain't metal.
I told you. This is Orexis of Death. This is the name of the song. It's Necromandus.
What was it?
Orexis of Death. Yes, I only took a 10-second clip.
Well, that was 4 seconds.
Well, then he didn't play it all.
Bastard.
Oh, yeah, I did.
All right, well, hit it again.
I look like it's jazzy. Stereo screaming, slamming back doors. It won't be long, they were leaving the devil. Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
All right.
Necromandus. One of a good band. Buy them on iTunes.
Yep. Yeah, I guess.
All right.
All right. Coming up next, Merciful Fate.
Oh, definitely magic.
Yeah.
It's got to be a magic. It's got to be a Magic the Gathering.
I agree.
Mm. Oh, no. Katrina, if you steer it astray again.
I'm not going to because it's 2-1.
No, it's okay. Do you want to register? Because you could say that you were right. Just like I'm saying I was right about Necromandus.
What's the name again?
It is Merciful Death. Fate, sorry.
Merciful Fate. Fate. Yeah.
Merciful Fate.
Need you to lock in an answer here.
Okay, I'm gonna say that it's metal, but you guys lock in your answer.
I'm going to say
magic,
it's, I say
you
it's
can
magic.
Rub it in my face.
All right, hit the Magic the Gathering button.
Oh,
it is in fact a death metal band. And here's their song. Here's their song Melissa from 1984.
Melissa.
I would say this is more metal.
Yeah, this is like traditional 80s metal right now.
Yeah.
This is terrible. That's not a good song.
No.
It sounds like the 80s.
All righty. This is where it gets better.
Guys, we're sucking ass.
You ready for this?
Hey, I know.
It's about to get really exciting.
Oh, no.
Here.
I was about to say, the 50-50. Next, I was like, no, it's not.
The next name is Flameborn Hellion.
I think that one's magic.
I'm going to say magic,
too. I'm going to say magic.
I feel like it's too long
Chris
for a band
magic
name.
Magic every time.
I know. I'm really bad at this.
I feel like it's too long for a band name.
I feel like at some point it's got to be magic, too.
Yep, exactly.
If I say magic every time,
bound to be right at some point.
If Cameron is trolling us and just only doing
I know.
Ends.
I thought about that as well.
or psych.
Pokerbot.
They're both.
Yeah, either way it could be.
Or the very last one is magic, like they're all metal.
All right, I say Magic the Gathering.
Magic.
All right, hit the Magic the Gathering. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Flameborn Hellion is a Hellion creature. Flameborn Hellion attacks each turn it is able to attack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must all be right. Nice. I really wish Matthew would have like imitated what he thought these people sounded like. Because I really enjoy now his voices.
Well, don't worry.
After that death metal.
We'll make sure to make him do more.
All right, make him impersonate famous actresses and we have to guess which one it is.
That's a great
God.
Idea.
That'd be so
I'm
bad.
I'm Meryl Streep.
No, I'm Johnny Depp. Hello.
He would try and give clues, though, and we wouldn't know because his clues
would
be
what?
Wrong.
It was a guessing game.
My name's Johnny Depp. I wear lots of scarves.
I'm in a movie where I sail on a giant boat.
What?
Boat.
No, it'd be more like, I'm in a movie where people win the lottery and then kill each other.
I'm Brad Pitt.
Wait, sorry, you're supposed to guess that.
Oh, sorry. All right. Number four.
The next one is called Go for the Throat.
Oh my
metal.
Metal band.
Metal.
It's gonna be Magic the Gathering.
No, it's
all right.
Metal. It's metal.
Go ahead and hit the death metal button.
No!
Damn it!
Go for the Throat is a trap card. It destroys targets that are non-artifact creatures, and it is an instant ability.
We need Trevor on the phone for this game.
Oh, he doesn't know. He just got into it. He's not gonna have all
enough?
The cards. There's
there
like 400 cards.
There are millions.
At minimum.
I'm not kidding. There are
at
so
minimum.
Many cards.
Why?
And you can spend $400 for one or more.
Yeah.
I just have so you can
cards.
Have the best card.
Pokemon cards
to
aren't
beat.
Worth crap compared to Magic the Gathering.
I have Japanese Pokemon cards Ooh. From Japan. I have rare cards in Japan.
They're worth
from
like
Japan.
32 cents. I looked them up on
in
eBay.
Japan yeah. from Japan.
You're like, they're cards that if you lived in Japan, they would be hard to find there. I have them here in Merca.
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 Because it makes you cool.
I think they're going to be worth yes. something.
Next question.
Okay.
Don't knock my Pokemon
next
cards.
Next question.
The next one is the Handsome Beast.
Oh, Magic.
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 If this is the death metal band, this is the worst
it's
name
both.
For a death metal
band.
Go ahead and hit the Magic the Gathering card.
A death metal band. Here we go.
Yo!
Oh, I'm sorry.
So bad at this game.
The Handsome
goes,
Beast.
Goes two and two.
And here's
and two
their
and two.
Song, Tearing Me Apart.
Tearing me apart. You're tearing me apart.
This is horrible. Do you have the year on this one?
No, I don't. It's the 80s, though.
God,
fantastic.
We're horrible at
right,
this game.
We really are.
Here's the last one. That's okay. What makes this so good of a game.
Oh, God.
It's
so
very
bad.
Difficult.
We only got one right.
Yeah.
We've only
yeah.
got one right.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. The last one is, this one I have a hard time saying, Antler Skulkin.
Magic.
Antler Skulkin.
Only because there's a lot of crazy names
I
you can't pronounce.
I am 100% sure this is magic.
Magic.
So we should guess death metal. Don't you think?
I'll let you go. And I'm
I don't want this
magic.
Responsibility.
That's, I'm going to say
that's
magic.
A good way to think,
like,
though.
I really think it's magic, but then
we've been wrong every time.
And it's been going two and two, so
but if
this
we,
is the last
if
one.
If we all say it's
do
magic.
Made, do you think he made it even?
We change it to death metal. And he plays the death metal, and it's magic? We're going to have to quit the show.
Can I stab him with this pen?
Why do
I
say
it's his fault? It's not his fault.
Because you made the game.
Oh, she just wants to stab me, I think.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you ever seen Red Eye where she
well,
stabs him with
again?
A pen and then her stiletto?
It's Antler Skulkin.
What are we going to do, Katrina? I think it's
going to be good.
I'm gonna guess. I'm going to say we...
Good.
I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
We play death metal.
That's not helping my decision.
Death metal.
I'm going to vote we play death metal,
Magic
even though I
gathering.
Think it's Magic the Gathering.
Get out of here.
I think it's cheating. Death, I think you just gave it away.
What did he say?
I think it's
I
death.
Said both.
No, but it's the way he said death metal, and then there
death
was a delay.
Metal.
And then he said magic.
Yeah, but if
magic.
He said magic first, and then there was a delay, would you think that
then
magic
I would have thought
first?
Magic was the one.
Let's go with death metal.
I think it's magic, but I'm going to say death metal.
I think it's magic. But you, since you said death metal.
We'll go with death metal. We'll
so
go with our leader.
Is the whole group death metal?
If we're
yes.
wrong.
Our fearless leader.
If we're wrong,
fearless
we'll be
leader.
So mad.
Give me death metal.
Yeah!
Oh!
Damn it!
This Antler Skulkin is an artifact creature. It targets white creatures and gains persist until end of turn. It's an instant attacker.
God, we're terrible at this game.
I hate this game.
We hit the did, music one more time.
Technically, we did know that it was magic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why you never... You
Matthew,
never...
you're horrible at this. That is the wrong... You're just hitting buttons now. I want you to play
intro.
The music
intro. I
want to
hear your intro.
Yes. God, you're so horrible.
Death metal. Magic the Gathering.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful. All right, well, I'll be back next week with another great game
for
you.
Oh, yay.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Sorry, I had chicken.
It's a beautiful game.
This is what I expected all the metal to sound like, by the way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And we didn't get anything like this.
And you said across the board, like, I was just expecting that find one thing I would know.
No, I did made a really good
job see that
of
iPad.
Not picking
Yeah, you did a really
that?
Good job.
Yeah. Patented fade out. Oh, it's still playing over here. Even better.
Oh, it's now it's going. I'm going to play Matthew. I'm going to play some death metal here.
What are you going to play? Like Fluffy Kittens? That would be a
baby
great,
metal.
That would be a great band.
Fluffy Kittens.
Fluffy Kittens. Oh.
I saw a bunny.
I saw a bunny. I pounced on that bunny.
Track two.
I'm a kitten. Right
I'm a kitten. That's yeah. it. Next week, we're playing a death metal song.
Done.
It's official.
Really wanting some studio time and hasn't happened
during my teenage years. This is the type of music I quite enjoyed.
It's gonna pick up my nose.
Oh yeah,
this is what death metal is to me.
Wait for the drop, yo.
Drop.
These people, their
More
name
like
is Extol, Extol, not even a real word, I don't think, and they're from Norway.
Oh yeah.
And they all have hair to their ankles.
Even
and when
talk.
They play this song or any song.
I think you've told, we did this online.
And they headbang, their hair just goes into a giant like propeller motion.
Yeah, all of them. Like there's like four or five of them.
It can't be healthy. They can't have high IQs after that. And it turns out to music like this on K-Tar. Yeah.
That's hot.
This is some good stuff right here.
I'm so moist.
All right, turn this crap off.
I like how Cameron's little front hair goes.
Hey, Cameron, you want to tell everybody your new hair plan? Since you're on mic.
Oh, right. Okay. So the new hair plan is, I actually don't remember the name of it.
It's a top knot.
It's a top knot. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all my hair and put it into a little ponytail up top.
Like Joakim Noah.
And this is going to be right there on the top.
Or any hipster.
Please do that. That's hilarious.
So that's the goal, because there are lots of people that I work with and who just live around me that don't want me to do that exactly.
All the more reason to do it.
I mean, my hair as is already unacceptable to most people.
Can you start putting those little flowers in your hair? Like, you know, all the other hipsters?
Oh, yeah.
I would just like you to start just going like total proto hipster.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fantastic.
I got to lose a lot of weight first.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. That's I've seen some bigger hipsters. Mm.
So, like, the first image.
I need bigger glasses.
When I Googled.
You do.
When I Googled hipster top knot, this is the first image that comes up.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Please grow the beard as well.
What about this mustache right here, bro?
That'd be sweet.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like a carnival man.
No.
This is 3
Mark
days growth right
that
here.
Mark wanted to do that and I said no. 3 days?
This is 3 days growth
that's,
right here.
That's you, Mark in 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, look at me. I dated a real man.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
This is where you got to get to. That's true hipster right there. That's
long, too. Like, that's like full hair. Like, he could put that ponytail anywhere.
Yeah, man. He could.
He just chooses to do a little bun on top.
That's what Joe Kino
could do,
is, and then
you
it
could
runs
do the,
and it bounces.
You could do the Colby plus the top knot, which is what that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, because Colby's beard looks like pubes.
Well, yeah, Colby can't grow the
Colby
beard.
Colby has
but...
a disease. Wait.
I don't know.
Colby can do good scruff, I think.
Oh, no.
Have no, you, his hair his, looks just like pubes.
You've got to show me.
I don't think we have a photo.
Let me try to find one. He sent me a picture of him when he had his wisdom teeth taken out.
Taken out?
It was just the other day, so he's probably still high.
Yeah, he probably is. And then we talked about drones. I'm thinking about getting a drone.
Really?
Oh, he's clean shaven in this photo, actually.
What?
Yeah,
he shaved the pube beard?
Yeah, he's clean shaven in this photo.
Dang it, I don't think I have one.
Hopefully he didn't slit himself while he was shaving high.
Slit himself. That's gross.
Metal.
You can't really see it in any of the photos from Milford.
You want to see a video of a girl... It's like... Squat hip thrusting. She's pretty much humping a barbell.
I mean, not particularly, but you're going to show it to me anyway.
Yeah.
It's patchy.
And that's not good.
I don't know what that
does.
I don't
know what that is either. But yeah, there's Colby's pube head.
You want to see that?
So, but he shaved it, so apparently he learned his lesson.
I don't get that.
I don't understand why you would do that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Okay.
She's humping the heck out of it, though.
Well, we know one thing's for sure. We absolutely do not know our death metal from our Magic the Gathering.
No,
it's okay.
Do not.
I'm okay with not knowing magic cards, because...
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty okay with that as well.
So, do you think it's weird for a grown man? I'm asking for a friend now, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's 27 years old, okay?
Him. I know where this is going.
Okay, let's hear you say it. I want to know where you think this is going.
Do you think it's weird?
Oh, no.
For my friend, this 27-year-old man, to love to watch Pokemon.
I was actually going to go farther than that.
Oh, I'm excited.
He wants to go back and rewatch all the old Pokemons. Because Aaron came up, and obviously he wanted to watch Pokemon.
Okay. Pokemon is the shit.
Lame.
Okay. We kind of grew up on it a little bit.
Exactly. I totally grew up on it. Like,
I would rush home from school.
I used to go to the church of a friend of mine who wasn't even in my denomination, which anyone who grew up in a church knows that's a big deal, to go to a church that's not your denomination. Like, you just don't do that. Southern Baptists go to, like, Mennonite churches. That doesn't happen.
I did it all the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you're a Lutheran. That's, like, basically a heathen. I mean, you got kicked out of the Catholic church. You worship a different god.
I was like, okay, at my church.
We chose to leave. There's
oh, that's what everyone
fight
says.
The power.
I didn't get fired. I chose to quit. You know, that's...
I don't know. I'd like
go,
to say...
Go on with your Pokemon story.
Anyway, I used to go to these people's churches just because one kid there, who I didn't even know, had a copy of Pokemon Red, and I had a copy of Pokemon Yellow,
Ooh,
and I traded that Pikachu that followed me around.
so I could get a Raichu. I gave no shits. I wanted that. I wanted them all. I got to catch them all, and I did. Until they added like 600 more Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it was all the rage. I was probably 11, maybe 12 when that all started happening.
Same age to become a Pokemon master.
That's exactly right. I was Ash Ketchum. When the Mewtwo movie came out,
Ash
I went
Ketchum
to the Warren.
The worst fucking trainer of all time.
He's
going
still
against
is.
An Onix. I know. Pikachu, go!
16 seasons later,
nerdy.
He hasn't learned anything.
No, he's still
16
horrible.
16 seasons.
They show an episode every Oshawa? Day.
Is it really 16?
Yes.
Yeah, I looked it up.
There's
the
over 900 episodes of Pokemon.
Jesus.
Because it's been running since I've been like 11 or 12 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah. My favorite one is the new Fire Pig, though. Tepig?
Okay. Pokemon is awesome. All right. Katrina's not into this.
She's out.
Did you ever watch Pokemon?
I didn't have cable.
This wasn't on cable. This was on Kids WB.
Yeah, this
I didn't have WB.
This would have been
WB was Channel 5.
It's Channel 5, Katrina. Everyone had Channel 5.
You guys live in Wichita.
No,
I did not live in Wichita.
Katrina, come down. Your Saturday morning corn cartoons on the television.
No. We had an antenna, and if the weather was right, we could get the CW. In which case,
I think it was actually on the CW for a little while.
Well, it's definitely on something. It's got to be on some channel.
I don't know.
Cartoon Network or something.
I mean, to be fair, we grew up on. My brother and I grew up on Digimon. And my brother,
Digimon's past me.
I like Digimon.
I love.
I'm okay with Digimon.
I went back and watched it though.
Not
my
good.
Brother has like two or three
see,
games.
See, Pokemon is still good.
I will admit, the show is kind of catchy.
Well, see, that's the thing
but
about Pokemon.
But there's this creepy one called Oshawa.
It's a little, it's an actual anime. Like, that's what makes it good, is that it's not like Digimon, where it's made by Americans to look Japanese. Like, this is an actual Japanese show where they don't treat their children like idiots. And then they import
Ash
it to America.
Stupid, though.
Oh, I mean, he's horrible.
He's a dumb,
but I mean, it is a kid's show. Yeah. So like they have to make him really earnest. You know, when he gets his ass kicked from here to, you know, the Johto League, you know, he doesn't start crying, you know, because you're gonna get bullied in school for liking Pokemon because you're a faggot. But I mean, it's just gonna happen. You know, I've been there one time because I went to a Christian private school. I think it was probably sixth grade, maybe fifth grade. One of the times, but the principal, he banned Pokemon.
Ooh.
Because there was this whole thing where Christians went through where, like, Pokemon was the evil, it was like devil.
Wait, that was at Word of Life.
No, this was, I mean, it probably happened at Word of Life too, but either way, this was definitely grade school. I made a presentation. Alright, I didn't do any schoolwork. School is the evil. Fucking Pokemon, I made a whole PowerPoint. And I went in there and I presented to him what Pokemon was, how they worked, and what evolution meant, because they thought it meant apes, you know, because Christians don't believe in science. And it was this whole thing. And I got Pokemon unbanned. But then we quickly gave up on Pokemon. We started having Star Wars lightsaber fights because the prequels were about to come out. And then we got that banned. And that was
nice.
A big deal. It was too violent, is what they told us.
Can I ask what your six would be?
What do you mean?
Your six Pokemon?
Oh, Mewtwo's, Mewtwo's always
original,
in there.
So like red, blue, and yellow.
Yeah, that's the only
I
ones
just
I really
say red
know.
Or blue,
that's
but.
Really the only ones I know.
Okay.
I mean, you got to go with the regular elementals. So you got to have a Charizard. Okay, I like a Gyarados.
Steal this.
You know, Charizard and Gyarados. Gyarados is just a badass MF-er. All right, I like a Mewtwo for the psychic. Okay, so that's three. And then let's try to think. I'm trying to think who my actual six were. There was one dragon one that wasn't the Dragonair.
Katrina looks so depressed.
Dragonair was like, he was like the cutesy looking dragon one. Do you remember? Did we ever play Pokemon together? I feel like this was pre-Wichita when I did all this.
You were still into Pokemon when we first met, but not as much as
I don't remember that, man. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, Mewtwo's my go-to. Charizard's definitely in there. Gyarados is in there. I'm trying to think. There was a couple in the middle that I really liked. Like, I want to say, like, Porygon was in there. Because no one expects a Porygon to come at you. No one expects that. Probably a Blastoise. He'd be in there. I don't remember my six. I'm going to say Goldeen just for laughs.
Yeah, okay.
What are you pointing at?
Water.
You want some water? You wish this was vodka, don't you?
Yeah,
she does. She doesn't like this conversation about Pokemon.
It's okay. I got my six, and I'm really excited.
Okay, what are your six? I want to hear.
My six are Pidgeot.
Okay, that's a good one.
Alakazam.
Oh, I forgot about those guys.
Alakazam's a badass.
Alakazam. He's got he's the one with like the little thing, or is he the one with the spoon? The spoon he evolves into the guy with the spoon.
With two spoons, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then after that, Scizor.
Oh, Scizor, yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
Nidoking.
Okay, the purple one with the horn. Yep. Yeah.
Blastoise.
Oh, Blastoise is badass. Yeah.
And Ditto.
Oh, Ditto! Ditto was sweet. I'm adding him to my six.
Ditto was a good backup character,
yeah,
just in case.
Because he could take on anybody. He's a, just a big old thing of pink slime.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. But Mewtwo is just a total badass.
Katrina, who would your six be?
Why, you don't like this? I can't believe you were never into Pokemon. I mean, you're a girl. I guess that's maybe why.
Tell,
I like Digimon.
Tell us your top three Digimon.
I didn't watch it that often.
No. See, I don't know anything about Digimon.
Because I couldn't just know Digimon.
I feel like there was a Digimon.
I watched it. I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't like, oh my God.
See, I feel like there was a Pokemon Digimon rivalry.
Oh,
like, you couldn't like both. So I think I hate Digimon. I don't recall.
I know other people who've
but I feel like
up.
I hate Digimon.
When Digimon came out, I definitely moved away from Pokemon. And my brother stayed with Pokemon, and I went to Digimon. But then when Digimon, by the time Digimon was over, I like it totally like
yeah,
left.
Yeah, Digimon didn't last.
You know what it was?
Yeah, it did.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Matthew probably knows this about me better than anyone because he's known me the longest. I've always been so Jewish, it's ridiculous. I just remembered why I hate Digimon. It's because they ripped off Pokemon's brand. Because they copycatted. And I hated that they copycat and they couldn't be original. Like, what 13-year-old kid gives a shit?
Oh, wait.
I should be like, more toys! And instead I'm like, Digimon, digital monsters. You couldn't even come up with two unique words. That's what it was. I remember that. That's horrible.
Because Pokemon was a digital monster?
A pocket monster. It's a Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah. Goddamn Americans stepping all over the Jap classics.
A digital monster? So like a Gigapet?
Oh, I had a Gigapet.
I mean, a pocket
Tamagotchi,
monster.
Tamagotchi, yo.
I mean, a digital pocket monster.
What was first? Tamagotchi were probably before Pokemon, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think maybe I had a Tamagotchi.
I had both.
I raised it 90s. Until the day it was supposed to, like, grow all the way up, and then a kid at my mom's daycare restarted it, and I was so mad.
That's horrible.
I had three that I could never finish.
That's horrible.
I was so mad.
I had a Furby. It was really creepy.
I had a Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a Furby.
Furbies
were weird. Yeah. I bought one the day it came out.
I couldn't get a Furby because we were too broke for that. I would get the knockoff Furbies that were like mostly plastic with a little bit of hair.
Yeah. We got the real Furby. My
you
mom
mean
got
trolls?
A Furby. Trolls?
Basically. I love trolls. I had
a lot of trolls.
My mom got me a Furby, I think, for Christmas, and I believe it just ended up in the closet because she was creeped out by it, because every time she'd walk by, its eyes would like go...
I stuffed
like, look
mine
at her.
In a drawer because it wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, they were really talkative. Those Furbies. Okay, anyway, back on track. This is the whole point.
No.
He wants to rewatch all 16
No, that's not it.
Right,
that's
right,
not
right,
it.
Right.
It's part of it, but that's not it.
That's
I want to know if it's weird.
Yes.
For a grown man.
Yes.
To start collecting Nintendo stuff again.
Yes.
I'm not taking Katrina's opinion into account.
I have a reason for my opinion.
Okay, what's your reason?
Because that requires a lot of money.
But think of, I could
start
get
collecting
another
it.
Hobby up. And do this one instead.
What would you give up?
Like, what if I stopped buying music or I stopped
Why?
Getting vinyls?
Music is your life. Why would you give that up for a toy that you're not going to be able to touch or play with?
What
it's just
going to
sit on the
up?
Wall.
I don't think it's weird, but I don't think... I think at some point, yes, it's going to get really expensive. And so you either have to start making more money or
the only
give
highlight.
Something up.
Is you get a TV show about you saying, like, my crazy collection.
Well, I'm not talking about being a hoarder, okay? I'm talking about a normal collector.
I mean, where would your collection
like,
end?
For example, there's speculation happening now that Amiibos, do you guys know what Amiibos are, Katrina? Do you know what Amiibo is?
Do you think I know what Amiibo
okay.
is?
Okay, they make a little statue now of, like, characters from Nintendo games.
Okay.
And the Wii U and the new DS
okay, yeah,
have
yeah.
a reader where you can put them on there and it puts them into the game.
Right.
Okay. People are now speculating that Nintendo, for the first time ever, is going to release a real Pokemon game for the Wii U. And you will be able to buy Pokemon Amiibo and put them on your thing and level them up. Take them with you to other people's houses, put them in their Wii games, and have real-life Pokemon
that
battles.
That would be pretty awesome.
That okay, so...
Now, I would spend $1 million on that. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that is ingenious for the company.
Isn't that awesome?
Because they know how many people, and of all different ages, that are in love with Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, and the thing is that, like, the Wii U has the screen... So people can't see what you're doing. So you could literally battle on the TV and you could just see the Pokemon up there
and then you would have your commands and all that on your own personal screen so no one would know what was happening, mm-hmm. and you could do a real-life battle with your bros. How awesome would that
Cameron
be?
Cameron wants in. He totally wants in.
No, we were talking about Pokemon, and I've got a friend who's adopting a little boy.
He's adopting a Pokemon.
I was really waiting for that.
They just finished the little boy's bedroom based on what they know from this kid, and this is what it looks like.
It's all Pokemon.
It's original Pokemon.
That's sweet.
It's like it's got a little trundle bed with you know, Bulbasaur and Charmander and Squirtle all over the walls and on the pillows and stuff.
Well, I'd like to say that this is because my son likes Pokemon, but it's totally not. I like it. I've always been a Nintendo fanboy. Always. Yes, yes. Just the Wii came out, and it was the worst piece of crap for regular non-Nintendo games ever made. Mm-hmm. And I switched to a PlayStation guy. Well, now the Wii U is out, and it's actually pretty good.
Except for Mario Party 10.
I'm starting to get back into it. And another part of it, I think of it is that when I was younger, there was not this commercialization Nintendo like there is now. Like, if I was a 6-year-old boy like my son, and they made Mario statues, I would have hit puberty at 6 years old. It would have been unbelievable.
He really wanted that gold Mario statue,
yeah,
man.
He did.
And I tried to buy 3 of them yesterday, and Walmart boned me.
Yeah, we were at our little poker night, and the only thing you could talk about was these little golden Mario statues.
They're on eBay for like $35.
Yeah, but I almost got 3 of them in my car at Walmart. I actually placed the order, and then they emailed me and said that they couldn't process
it.
They're out. They had them for that one time, and they're gone.
I'm going to find them.
I think you need to get them on something like an eBay.
Okay, anyway, back to the original point.
Original point is you want to collect, then just do it.
Okay, so it's not weird.
It's weird.
I think it's weird if it was Pokemon. I would not think if it was weird if it was Nintendo.
So if it's just all Nintendo, but that includes Pokemon. Like, if I'm just a huge Nintendo fanboy and I have Donkey Kong, Mario, Link, and Pokemon.
But is Pokemon under the Nintendo?
Yeah, 100%.
Technically?
Yeah, okay. 100% it's Nintendo. It's all Nintendo. Yep.
I'm all about equality over here. Don't give any one group too much power. I don't want to come over and just see Sonic everywhere.
No, Sonic Sega.
I love Sonic.
Sonic Sega. Oh, well. Get him out of here.
I grew up on Sega.
No, that's
before PlayStation.
This is why we part.
Dreamcast, yo.
The Dreamcast is pretty sweet.
The first game was actually my brother's
Hydro Thunder.
Do you remember that game called Seaman where there was this person's face on a fish?
No.
Yes.
Please Google Seaman Dreamcast. It will creep you out.
Okay.
I remember being like 14 or whatever it was when that came out, and I remember looking at that and going, I don't even understand what this is, and I know it's not okay. Like, I remember doing that. It doesn't surprise. Do you remember that game, Matthew? That was weird, dude. Yeah, that was weird. Anyway, so I guess I'm going to start doing that then. I don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff. See, like right now I have one Mario amiibo, a Bowser, a Link, and a Donkey Kong, I think, mm-hmm. amiibo right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know where to put them.
The problem is, here's your problem. In Seth's dream world, he imagines we have 3 bedrooms.
Yes, and 1 bedroom
and
is for all
bedroom.
My Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also want a bedroom for Legos, and I also want a bedroom for trains. If I could build, oh my God.
If I could build
a train room running through a Lego city populated by Nintendo characters, that would be awesome. The most amazing thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Yes, that is Seaman. Flip to camera 3 over there.
That is creepy.
That's not good, right?
Oh, sorry. Come on. Click on an individual one.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
That's not okay.
That's not good.
That was an entire video game based around that guy.
Yeah, what is that on his head? It's like
it's an angler. Like, you know, fish have things on their heads?
It looks like a penis.
Well, you know, the Japanese are very strange. is the epitome of them being strange as shit right there. That is not okay.
Is Sega still around even?
No, they're just make software now. That's why Sonic is on Nintendo and everywhere else. Yeah. And Nintendo announced that they're going to start making phone games. So they're going to start licensing.
I heard
they
that.
Just because their stock is in the toilet.
I think you'll like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, she turned it down though.
Because there wasn't enough nudity in it.
Oh, enough nudity?
Yeah.
Oh, well, God bless America.
Yeah.
Or wherever she's from, because it's not America.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Nintendo, because their stock price is in the toilet because they're not selling enough Wii U's, they're branching out and they're doing all these extra things because they know the only thing... Nintendo used to be like Apple. They used to be a hardware company. Like, they made all their money off selling systems like N64, Game Boy, even the DS and the Game Boy Advance just dominated the entire video game market. Like, PlayStation was big, but it was a pimple on Nintendo's butt compared to the sales of everything else. And then the GameCube came out, and for some reason people didn't like the GameCube much. They didn't
like... The GameCube is the best.
I agree. The GameCube has some awesome games, but they didn't like that. Like the small discs. They didn't like that it variated. Like, people were starting to get more tech savvy, and the GameCube was not as technically impressive as like the PlayStation 2 was.
Yeah, it seemed like the graphics weren't as...
and they weren't as good as the PlayStation 2 was. The saving grace is that Nintendo's games don't really care about graphics. That's where people started parting ways, because Call of Duty looked like crap on GameCube. And then they came out with the Wii, and it was really horrible. It wasn't even an HD. I mean, the Wii looks like a potato now. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And that was competing with, like, the PS3. So no wonder they lost all this money. But their stock price is in the toilet, so now they're saying that they're going to branch out and do all these extra things, and that's why they're doing, like, Amiibos. And they're also going to start selling all their... They're going to make original games for phones and tablets, and they're also going to start doing movies and TV shows based on their characters.
Well, apparently Netflix is talking to them about doing a Zelda.
Yeah, like, that's an example. Like, they're going to do a Zelda one, and, like, they're talking about actually doing movies of some of their IPs, and, like actual, like, live-action, real movies, and I don't know. It's a cool time to be a Nintendo fan, and I just kind of want to jump back on the wagon. Do you guys ever watch that Mario movie? The real live action one?
Hell yeah.
No.
That thing was horrible.
That's the greatest thing to get high to.
Oh, I can only imagine. That's what the filmmakers did when they made it. There's no doubt about
Fuck.
That. All right. Well, I've completely bored the entire studio audience, except for Matthew. So I guess we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Katrina, what you looking at over there?
An article about Dumbledore.
Oh, my God.
Dumbledore.
I guess Nintendo's too nerdy, but Dumbledore's okay.
Well, the article is how some fan asked J.K. Rowling how she knew Dumbledore was gay. So I wanted to read.
Well, because she invented him.
But, like, when she invented him, how did she know he was gay?
It's like
really
saying,
easy.
How did you know Hermione was a woman?
Or how did you know?
Because she was one.
She had brown hair. Well, she decided she had brown hair. Like, she decided Dumbledore was gay.
Also, Dumbledore is no longer relevant, where Pokemon definitely still is. Maybe not to our age group, but...
Hey, they're coming out with more Harry Potter movies.
They are.
Well, I thought
they were doing
a...
No, they're not Harry Potter movies.
They're not Harry Potter.
Right.
They're prequels in the Harry Potter universe.
Same universe.
I'm sure
totally
Dumbledore will be there,
because
Dumbledore is like 600 years old.
I doubt he'll be there, because Michael Gambon will probably die.
Well, they already replaced Dumbledore once.
No one saw that.
It didn't get on the floor.
So
nope,
they
just
could
on my
do
keys.
It again.
Chris, you ruined my headphones one last time. Unbelievable.
Those are like the only fucking headphones we have left because you keep losing them.
No, they're all at my office.
But then why do you steal mine?
Because I don't always leave from my office. All right, well, let's take a break. Katrina, when we come back, mm-hmm. you're going to do the entire third segment.
No, I'm not.
Yep, because you just totally abandoned me in this one.
I can't talk about something I don't know.
Oh, you can. You talk about things you don't know constantly.
We can talk about chocolate wieners. Look at that one. It's all wet and shaken. Here, you want to see it too?
It's a gorgeous wiener.
It's got four legs.
Yeah.
All I can say is this is to get back at you at your non-Jew rage in the first segment.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Done.
Okay, well, it's been decided. I am going to become a Nintendo fanboy once more.
Can we do a minute with Chris?
You want to do it right? I mean, we're
next segment.
Way late, so
no, next
we should
segment.
Take a break. Okay, we'll take a break. Matthew, you ready? I know you're cleaning all my stuff. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. Any second now.
It's getting so hard.
Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
Oh, Cameron's still on.
Oh, am I really?
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You are.
Yeah, mine just got blown.
So you got to turn Cameron off, because if he's on, I'm going to continue talking about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because literally the show was very rude and interrupted this conversation I was having about Amiibo that we'll have to continue after the show because Katrina will kill herself. So I'm going to move on. All right,
she
Katrina.
She looks so sad.
Let's talk about your wedding.
Woo!
Yeah, can't wait. Wedding. Let's talk about it. Patent fade out. Let's go.
Okay.
You've got to fill 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Where do you want me to start?
The beginning.
Well, I got engaged.
That's not the beginning. The beginning starts with Mark laying on the couch listening to Home Improvement and
Shut
Arabian
up.
Music.
Oh, my God. It's awful. It's so awful. Okay, so a while back, you guys know that I got my wedding dress.
Yep.
Woo. So I called to make an appointment. So
Actually,
I could.
I don't know if I did know that.
Did you? Well, a while
I
back, I got my wedding
it.
Dress. Ooh.
Where'd you get it at?
Celebrations of the Heart.
Mm.
Why'd you say aw?
Should have got it like Tiffany or something.
Well, and Zilly's better than going to David's Bridal. Can you not give me kudos for that?
Yeah, hey. I am impressed that she did not go to David's Bridal.
You know, there's a company here in Manhattan called GTM Sportswear that sells high-quality sportswear apparel. We
yes,
use the same manufacturer that David's Bridal does, okay?
No.
So you're dissing
not a
David's
chance.
Bridal, you're dissing GTM.
Not a chance.
No, it's true. That's a fact.
Repeat that fact.
Oh my God.
GTM and David's Bridal use the same manufacturer for their clothes.
Yes.
Okay. Still not going to buy a wedding dress from GTM.
That's probably a good idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Never get it.
Moral of the story. So I got my wedding dress a while back.
Who cares? We'll just live here.
And I've been needing to get it hemmed and quote unquote do like the first fitting and just kind of talk to her about it, kind of get a price range.
How come they don't do that when you buy it?
They don't do it in the store.
What a worthless store.
No. Not really. I mean, I'm glad that I have this option because my cousin used this lady to do her dress. And when it broke, like on her way, after she did pictures, it broke while they were taking pictures. So she called her seamstress and they fixed it before she went to the reception. So if you did it through a store, they wouldn't necessarily be that available to fix it.
So like, what seamstress are you using?
I don't know her name. She's very Asian.
Is she here in town?
Yes.
I assume they all are very
Asian. My cousin says she was...
Ooh, there's some Mario's in Hutchinson. Hold on, I'm going to add this to cart. Keep talking. Let's go.
My cousin used this seamstress and was very freaked out because her mom told her to go there, but she's very Asian. But she does her, like, all of her seamstressing in the trailer park.
Okay.
Like, she lives, obviously, like, elsewhere.
What are you doing?
Play that music.
What are you doing, Katrina?
And... But she's really good. Like, even Mark, ironically, Mark knew her because that's where all of his buddies told him to go for his military stuff.
My seamstress lives in a trailer park.
She does not live there. That's where her job is.
Katrina, that's worse.
And Sarah said when she went in there, it was just full of dresses.
Okay.
Full of dresses. But that's because she has the room to, like, she can use one room in and of itself just to lay the dress out and work on it versus, you know, actually doing it in her house. Anyway, so... Wedding dress. So I called and I made that appointment for next Monday, but I accidentally got my hair. I'm accidentally double booked myself. So I'm going to
tease.
So I'm going to do that tomorrow.
I'm trying to buy these gold Marios, Katrina.
I know. You really need to get over it.
Look at this. It says right here, add to cart. Does it not say add to cart right there? Look at it. Don't sit on my phone. It'll bend. It's huge. Why are you having so much trouble figuring
out
how to
work
this phone? Hers is on the side. It's the exact same thing. Don't put it in your butt. It'll bend. Unless you put it in the crack, don't put it in your butt. Is it going in the crack? I'm going to smell it. And if it doesn't smell like butt, I'm going to know you lied to me.
Okay, so I've got my first wedding dress fitting tomorrow. Moral of that story. Thanks.
Okay. That's it?
Dress. Crossed off.
Well, you weren't really listening, so yeah, that's the story.
No, I was listening.
I double booked myself. I am getting my hair done. On Monday, so I rescheduled my
fitting.
Yeah,
you said that already.
I know. Yeah. That's the point. I went to Staples and bought my labels so I can now print my address labels. Woo! Yay! It's very exciting. It actually took me a while to find the labels I needed because I need... Would you stop?
What? You're just buying mailing labels.
I know. It's good because I'm really excited. It's when I'm one step closer. Last Monday, I met
mailing invitations?
Mm-hmm. Which means I'm that much closer to the actual wedding.
You realize that this wedding is such a much bigger deal to you than it is to
everyone else.
Anyone else?
You know that this new Pokemon thing.
No, there's a lot of people who care about Pokemon. There's not a lot of people that care about Katrina's wedding.
There are a lot of people that care about weddings.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
Let's ask our CCO.
No, let's
no, continue. Let's go. You still got 6 minutes to fill.
Hey, we got a minute with Chris.
Okay, you got 5 minutes to fill.
I got a good story this week.
Oh, is it about Starbucks?
No. I thought about doing a Starbucks one, but I picked a new one.
Is it about coffee?
Anyway.
No. Is it about shopping?
No.
Wow.
So I met with, I'm going to just call her my aunt. She's not my aunt. I met with my aunt. She's my cousin's mom.
Okay.
But it's not my aunt.
No.
It doesn't matter. You don't know.
I wouldn't
understand.
I don't know what your cousin is.
No.
He
doesn't know what a sister is.
So anyway, so I met with a relative. I met with a friend for my flowers. We're doing Hobby Lobby flowers. And so that was really exciting because I actually had an opinion because a lot of stuff I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, sure. No.
I don't know if I believe that because you're real boned up about mailing labels. Like, I feel like you would care about flowers.
Well, I had to get a specific kind because my friend gave me the document to write all my labels on, so I had to make sure I got the right labels to then print it on because it would suck.
If
they didn't match up.
Okay.
So I was a proud moment that I didn't have a blonde moment.
Just
okay,
take
baby
note,
steps.
Anyone who's thinking about getting married, that is the type of problem you do not anticipate. When you say, I do, or say yes, or whatever it is you say to get. Would you say I do when people say, do you want to marry me?
You say yes.
Yeah.
You say
or
yes.
No.
You don't say
remember,
I do.
Remember, because it's like, she said yes.
He doesn't pay attention. Okay. He's stuck
that's
in Pokemon
true.
World. Okay, but last night
you can't marry Pokemon. By the way, I think that's illegal.
So we took pictures in the store, and then last night she Facebooked me a bunch of pictures of the bouquets that she had made up, and she's just like, "I just don't think pictures are doing it justice." And so I'm really excited because we're gonna.
And when are you getting married? August 12th or something?
Eighth. So I'm gonna meet with her on Saturday, and we're gonna play with
Isn't
flowers.
Isn't this early to get flowers? Like, where are you gonna put all these flowers for 6 months?
They're gonna stay at her house.
This poor lady.
No, she does it all the time.
Well, they can go. They're not real flowers.
They're Hobby Lobby flowers.
I know, but there's still. How many flowers are there?
I mean, bouquets, there's going to be 5.
Oh, that's not bad. I was thinking like 200.
And then. No, God, no.
I was thinking like 200 flowers, you
there'll
know,
be,
like two or three for
be
every
five
table.
Bouquets and probably like 10 boutonnieres.
No, that's not bad at all.
And then.
You can put that in a closet.
Then a few like windowsill decorations.
See,
so.
There's getting to be more and more. See, you said 5, and now there's 5 categories.
And then there's pews.
See?
But anyway, so.
Say, how much money you spend on flowers?
Probably too many, too much. I mean, I spent $50, and my $50 is probably going to pay for 2 bouquets.
And you probably have, like, 30 bouquets? Is that what you're saying?
No, because she'll be able to, like, spread it out. So, like, my $50 is going to put 2 bouquets, but there's going to be a few other, like, spare flowers you should fit in those 2.
Is your daddy just writing all these checks and that's why you don't know how much these things cost?
No, I bought the stuff today I bought myself, and the flowers I bought last week I bought myself.
But the mass amount of flowers that have yet to be bought.
I will probably, I mean, if you do it in small increments, it's not as like.
How do you have all this money?
I don't.
Teach me your ways of saving so I can buy tons of Pokemon Amiibo.
That's something that like we've had many discussions about with my dad, that it was something that he instilled in me because he is such a tightwad.
Like, you're kind of, you paid for college and now you're
no,
paying
really.
You're paying for master's college.
No,
and you're getting married.
I'm in debt. I have student loans. I have 30,000 student loans.
Yeah, but still you're doing it.
And I have what?
You're like living the American dream. I don't know how I feel about this. Because you're like a white woman. You aren't supposed to live the American dream.
Why? Because that's only for the white male to do?
Yeah, and your white male is kind of like not living the American dream. He's kind of like stuck in Detroit.
Someone has to live
couch.
It for us. Someone has to live it
that's
for us.
That's why he's going to take your last name. But at least he's got both legs, right?
I would love to go back to that episode. I need to listen to that on Duo now.
I wish we could walk back to it. We can't. some people have to roll back.
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so.
Wheel over there.
And last but not least, but I'm really super excited for, is Hobby Lobby has a sale. And it's like 50% off. And I saw all these great signs that I can use as decorations for the reception, but also use like in our home as like decorations around the house.
Okay. Are you just living at Hobby Lobby during this?
I am. I spent like an hour there today. I spent 45 minutes there on Monday.
You know, Chris loves Hobby Lobby.
And I... spent like a half an hour the other day too.
Oh my god, you're like me at Best Buy.
So, well, I mean, there's other things that I'm wanting to do, and Hobby Lobby's starting to feel like it's the place I'm going to get the stuff that I want to do without, like,
sure. Isn't it annoying that it's closed on everything? Sundays, though?
No.
That's
I'm not
worst.
In town on Sundays anyway.
You would be if Hobby Lobby was open.
Yeah, probably.
There's a Chick-fil-A right out front.
And it's not open on Sundays
I know.
Either.
If that trifecta of two things was there, that would be the greatest.
But no.
Right. Nah. It's all right. It's okay. You can wait that day.
I guess.
I still want it the next day. But anyway, so I found these signs and they're like 50% off and I'm really super stoked.
Everything at Hobby Lobby is always 50% off.
The sale ends March 28th.
Okay.
And then starts again March
30th. That's like Saturday.
Yeah, no. That's why I got them today.
Okay.
And then I was going to, I need to Facebook her.
Oh yeah, better write that down on your fancy new notepad. Facebook Teresa.
She's the one doing my flowers.
Okay.
So they also had like flower petals for like the flower girls to throw out. So I was going to ask her if I should go ahead and buy those or what she thought for doing for that, if she had ideas.
Okay. Are there creative things you can do with throwing flowers on the ground?
They don't have them in yellow, so I'm going to have to buy the white and
what are your
dye
wedding
them
colors?
Yellow. Turquoise and yellow.
Oh, those are good
like
colors.
Like a robin eggs blue.
Those are good colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Better, a lot better than silver and gold and green, which was Chris's sister's colors for her wedding.
Yeah, they were not.
I mean, I could do silver and green, but even then, I mean,
silver and gold are not good colors together.
They were bad.
They're good in a song. They're not good in real life.
There was a lady I met. Well, today I overheard a lady. She was doing gray and like fuchsia, but then she's like, "Oh, look, those flowers are silver. I could do that. That'll work." I'm like,
"It's kind of close."
And
then
someone else
that
was doing.
That's a slippery slope because you're gonna get a lot of different shades of gray. You're gonna get 50 shades of gray.
It's just overrated. But there was one lady that was doing black and white wedding.
Nothing.
I wasn't listening.
That's okay.
I just stopped listening because I had a barrel through you.
You anything else?
I just really like my signs. I'm super excited about them.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
Bring them in. Let's look at them.
They're in my trunk. I have pictures. You want to see? Let's show
no,
pictures.
We don't have time.
Yeah, we got a minute with Chris.
I know. We got to do a minute with Chris. If you show us pictures, we're not going to be able to do a minute with Chris.
No. I had a good story today.
There's my pictures.
Those are okay. All right. Let's quickly do a minute with Chris. Here we go.
Okay. So we talked about the Jinx the other day on here, right?
Nope.
No, we didn't. Okay. No, that's okay.
Well, there's a show about this guy who murdered people. And now it has come out that before his first wife disappeared, a lady disappeared right outside his store. And they're saying that he was the last person to see her alive. And he's already been implicated in 3 murders. So, like, another disappearance. They're just adding it on. And they haven't called him a suspect yet, but they're wanting to question him about that. And I bet he did it. Oh, I still have more time.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds left.
I forgot. But anyway, she was eating jam on his porch. That's what I read.
Okay.
Now she's
sexy.
Just adding stuff because she didn't know.
And then she went to like a train stop or something, and that's where she disappeared. That's probably what happened to all those people that disappeared. But he totally did it because he admitted it on camera on the Jinx. He said, "I got caught," and then he said he killed them all. He did it. And I hope he goes to jail.
He probably will.
I actually have a fun story piggybacking off that.
You have like 40 seconds.
Okay, so then you stay quiet.
Okay.
Rolling Stones is potentially going to be sued by West Virginia because they posted an article about a girl that was raped on the campus, which did not happen.
Oh.
Done.
That's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward. Probably shouldn't do things like that.
You know.
But it
you
is
would
West
think,
Virginia,
you would
so it's believable.
No, you, yeah, I mean, you would think yeah. It's a college as well.
I saw that MTV show about those West Virginia people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The raping people.
Yeah, that's what they do over there.
Well, everyone gets raped.
That needs to be on my board.
I know
week.
That was going
to
come, but
it's so hard.
It's more.
It's so hard.
It's more
so
like
hard.
It's campus.
It's so hard.
It's, I mean, rapes are going to happen.
We're not really inevitable. Putting that on the board. I'm not putting Katrina saying everyone gets raped on our board. That would
because yeah, I don't mean that. That'd be bad.
That would not be a good.
Okay,
thing.
Okay, so yeah. Let's go to break.
Okay, all right. Let's just brush past the rape that we just brought up right there at the very end of the show, and let's go to break. All right. Welcome back to On the Internet. We've only got like a minute left, so we got to make it quick.
She's trying to get her your phone.
No, I was trying to show you.
I don't know what's happening.
I want to see.
It's in my pants.
I want to see. No, I want it to be in your butt.
We had this discussion already.
No, I don't think we did.
You don't want my butt sweat.
I do. I do want it. You don't tell me what I want, don't want. You don't know what I want. Katrina, we only have a minute left. What are you doing?
Okay. We got like 45 seconds.
We can't talk about your butt for the last minute.
Butt.
I'm going to get so hard.
I'm going to get so hard.
It's never going to get old.
I know.
It's never going to get old. Anyway, this has been On the Internet. It's a show that's
on the Internet.
I love how Cameron's participating, and now he's not even close to a microphone.
Nope.
Like, there's no chance anyone heard him.
I
but
mean,
he did.
We heard him. He gets picked up pretty
No one in our audience heard him.
He gets picked up.
It's just
than
the fun of saying it.
Yep.
And that's okay. Well, anyway, we're running out of time, so patented fade out. I think it's three patented fade outs in one show. That might be a new record.
I think it's like four.
And it's pretty impressive.
It's a lot.
But anyway, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Woo-hoo. We'll be here Wednesday night live at 8 o'clock Central Time. And of course, if you don't watch us live, for which there is no excuse, none at all, we are available on demand every Thursday at Duo.com, including our entire back catalog of life, which is the exact same show as this one. There's like 80 episodes on there, so go listen to those if you get bored with On the Internet. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.